First-person singular opinions expressed are those of the commentator. George N. Lane wonders if her mother ever was an American citizen.
My mother, Mabel, spent her whole life denying that she was a Norwegian immigrant. From being born in Canada to homesteading with her family in Minnehaha, Washington, to Honolulu, Hawaii, to Florida, she worked hard to block out her Norwegian heritage and assimilate. Her memories of wearing starched black dresses with itchy wool stockings were painful to her. She changed the spelling of her first and middle names and the pronunciation of her last name to make her fit in, not to be more American, but not to stand out. I always wondered if she was ever a real American citizen. Did homesteading give her siblings and parents automatic citizenship? She went on to marry a Navy man, and everyone just assumed she was a citizen. It was never an issue as I grew up. She never voted. We celebrated the 4th of July with fireworks and a picnic of hamburgers and apple pie. That was about as American as we got. We did fly the flag on holidays. As I hear of the trials that so many people go through nowadays with immigration, it impresses me with how easy her immigration was, aside from the rocky landscape and a lack of indoor plumbing and sharing a sleeping porch with five other siblings. It finally dawned on me that I am a third-generation American and 50% Scandinavian. I have tried to celebrate that diversity.
George N. Lane is a retired social work supervisor and loves to embroider. If you would like to share your story or opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.